بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancer's tumor, Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
This is the part of the speech delivered on June 23, 2015 by Ayatollah Khamenei, the leader of the Islamic Revolution, in a meeting with government officials on the occasion of the month of Ramadan. We read in another part of the holy dua of Abu Hamza, I cry for the day when they take me out of the grave, naked and feeling terrible. I cry for that day when I will be carrying the heavy load of my sins, and at times I look right and sometimes I look left, and I see that everyone is involved in their own affairs. At that time, everyone is thinking about themselves, and no one will help us in any way. Each one of them that day will have enough concern of his own to make him indifferent to the others. Some faces that day will be beaming, laughing, and rejoicing. The Holy Quran, chapter 80, verses 37 to 39. Believers, the pious, and those who took care of themselves and who did not leave the road of right, justice, and divine responsibilities are described in this sentence. Some faces that day will be beaming, laughing, rejoicing. Their faces are happy, smiling, and bright. Some people are like this, and other faces that day will be dust-stained and blackness will cover them. The Holy Quran, chapter 80, verses 40 to 41. These are ayahs from the Holy Quran, but in the dua of Abu Hamza, the word humiliated has also been added. Of course, this is not the only concept that exists in these prayers.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
Like all other prayers, the prayers of the month of Ramadan draw us towards the sweet and pleasant spring of divine mercy as well. This month is the month of humility, repentance, piety, return to God, self-edification, and morality. In the sermon delivered by the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, on the last Friday of the month of Shaban, there are certain points that show this month is not only the month of worshipping God, it is also the month of morality and the month of acquiring and implementing moral qualities. These are points that we should pay attention to in this month. In this very sensitive and important meeting, I have chosen three issues to discuss. One is the issue of the economy, which was pointed to in the statements of the Honorable President. He made good statements and presented good statistics. I too have a viewpoint to discuss in this regard. Another is the nuclear issue, which has become the focus of many of our efforts, whether foreign or domestic ones, in the present time. I have certain viewpoints in this regard that I deem necessary to discuss. And if there's enough time, I will touch on regional matters as well.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done.